On Trackside, the Mountain Yard.
Best bets time right around the nation, of course. Anytime you want to get involved and shop a little early, sn.com.au/tips. I did see today, Brownie. I've never seen this photo get used before, but they found a new photo of you and I wrestling each other.
Yeah.
Now, I remember I had you in the headlock and beat you to a pulp that day, but I don't remember them photographing it. But anyway, they've got that done. sn.com.au/tips. Take it away, Brownie. Where do you want to start?
Okay, I want to start in race two at Maruya. This is a horse that's first up for the new stable. It's with the Bateman team now, formerly with David Payne.
Mm.
Of course, Warwick Kappa famously described David Payne as Michelle Payne's dad. and Clarion Mayer for Kieran Maher.
You know that whatever Kappa says, he says it so many times he believes that it actually becomes true. So looking forward to that in the not too distant future.
This horse has had 9 career starts for 3 seconds. It probably is looking for a little bit further, but I just think nice and fresh, first up for the new stable in a race that is completely devoid of speed. Now, this horse will jump from barrier 3, Robin Freeman riding, will go straight to the front. And I think if it can get away with, you know, some cheap sectionals through the middle stages, it'll be still pretty strong to the line. And first up, can get the job done. It is the second favourite there. It's currently $3.40. You've got Steamed Hams, stable name Bataki, for Nat Jarvis and Kayla Nis, but the deserves favouritism. But I absolutely think that Octahedron can play a big role in the finish, and I quite like the price discrepancy. Race 3 at Maruya, horse number 4, is 2A, which I think should be winning. Was at Randwick last start over the mile, and it was only just pipped on the wire by possibly so. Went around about $10 that day. You're not getting that price today. It's $2.25. There's a good battle at the top of the market between Final Comment and 2A, but I'm thoroughly in the camp there of Quade Crow and 2A that'll get back and probably stalk a solid tempo, smallish field, and be very, very strong late over the staying trip of 2,010 metres. So they're the two at Maruya. And we don't have to wait too long at Geelong. Race 2, number 9 there at Geelong. So it's over the 1,230. I'm taking Wolf Club on here.
Go on.
With Giddy. Giddy.
Giddy up.
Yeah, Giddy up, G Hall. There's been 4 scratchings out of this race. So barrier number 12 becomes barrier number 8. It's got significant race experience and fitness on its side here. Neil Farley will jump and probably try and lead. And Wolf Club's on debut. Yes, it looks sharp in that Flemington jump out. It looks like it's a pretty professional colt or gelding, sorry, that's ready to go the races as a 4-year-old. But $1.50, please, that's poison, I think. That if it does anything wrong whatsoever, Giddy can kick away and be pretty hard to catch. And then race 4, number 3, Need a Miracle. Paddy Payne's been in fantastic form. He's been placing his horse as well, as he always does. This horse was good first up at Wangaratta. Watched that race, drew a bad gate, probably went up a fraction short over the 1170, ran on well, finished 4th. Then was a close-up 3rd over the 1,400 second up, stepping up to 1,530 today. So 3rd up, over further, drawn better. I think it's ready to win, and it's 460. That is the value in the race there for me in race number 4. They're my 4 best bets.
Love it. Let's start Maruya. Race number 5 is where I'm going to start with the toppy. We've got only 3 minutes before the first actually gets underway, so I won't take too long. But Maruya, race 5, number 1. I'm taking this favourite on Puerto Rico. Going to be pretty hard to beat, but I like Premise Fear. Jack Martin takes the ride from the inside gate. Now, today at Maruya, are on the soft six. He loves it soft. He loves it first up. And I tell you what, he's got a new stable and he's going to be really hard to beat. You get a little bit of a price as well, around $4.40. So race 5, number 1 is where I'm going to stay at Maruya. And race 6, number 6. Ironically, races 5 and 6 is where I'm playing in both places. So race 6, number 6, Kenny Can-Can, about $3.80 right now. Kembla Grange was tougher last start. This is an easier race. Second up, I think it'll be too good for him. So that's race 6, number 6. Jewtown, we had a really nice day a couple of weeks ago on the punt, including getting the quaddie as well as all my bests. Race five, number 2 for Lazo. Luke Cartwright takes 3 kilos off the back. Price and Kent Jr. trained. Thought it was okay last start at Warrnambool over the 1,700. This is an easier race. It'll be really hard to beat. Look, it's not exactly dripping in cream, the race, but I think it'll be really hard to beat. And in race number 6, because I'm races 5 and 6 for both, I'm with the Ordon Bell. It is your favourite, 3:30 currently. Was really good. Was really good last start at Seymour over the mile. Steps up again in distance. Really well drawn for Madison Lloyd. I think she can just take a little bit of a seat. And I think Henry Dwyer and the Ordon Bell, they can all combine and get the job done. So that is, over the course of the afternoon, my main bets, race 5, number 1, and race 6, number 6 at Maruya, race 5, number 2 at Geelong, and race 6, number 11. As we get ready for the first here at Maruya, the behind the gates, Brown Dog. Does one stick out for you early?
Yeah, it certainly does. I want to have a bit of a play here in the first. We've had a bit of luck this week as well.
Well, you've been on fire, and not just in the horse world or two. Dog came out to play earlier, and he couldn't miss.
First tip on Monday was the best bet that lobbed.
Bang.
First bet on Tuesday with Sammy Holland was a bet that lobbed. So we've had a little bit of luck early. There's a debutante here in this race. It's called the main event that we're obviously going to take on because that's what we do. I think that Shrimp is the horse to beat here. It is your $2.40 favourite, but it's got that combination of Nat Jarvis and Kayla Nisbet. It's drawn really, really well. I think it'll box seat. It's performed its best over on soft and rain-affected tracks, and I think you have a look at this maiden. It doesn't need to be too sharp to bowl them over.
Yeah, it's not exactly dripping in cream, this type of maiden to kickstart the day. Drawn really nicely, as you touched on. The main event, debutante, drifting a little bit out to $3.90. Looked okay at trials, but again, not major support for it. Claims a kilo and a half as the jock. Mood Killer, who was, you know, solid without setting the world on fire in its first prep, but to be fair, those type of performances wouldn't exactly count them out. One was at Canberra, one was at Wellington, so I don't think they're bad for this type of race. But I'm staying out, but Shrimp, I like where your head's at there, Brown Dog.
Yeah, I think it's probably short enough in the market. You wouldn't want to take much shorter than 230-ish.
Is that a play on words?
What do you mean?
Shrimp.
Shrimp. Bubba Gump. You got your shrimp salad. You got your shrimp.
Are you a shrimp guy?
I'm a prawn guy.
Yeah.
I'll have, you know, but they, it needs to be, I'll never get them with all their shell and head and everything
on. You just want
it. It needs to be what do you call it? Like
de-shelled, I guess, yeah.